Welcome back, guys, to episode 3 of the RC Sports Talk podcast. Yeah, it's already episode 3.
I can't believe it. It's going to be almost a month now.
Guys, also, I forgot to say, I'm your host, Michael, along with my co-host,
Biagio,
and our producer in the back, Giuliano. Guys, so episode 3, you know where to follow us. Just to give you a little rundown, RC Sports Talk everywhere. Where can they catch us?
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, X, Facebook, and Threads. We're everywhere.
But apart from that, Biagio, how was your week, though?
Pretty good. This is more of a personal thing, but I sprained my ankle. Been out sports and gym wise.
Talking about that, you guys should have seen when he sprained his ankle. I was there. It was the scream of a gremlin. Well, if you guys see somebody,
no, it happened at the gym. You went there.
No, oh, no, it's true. No, sorry, that's when you got stepped on. That's soccer. My bad.
So it's like a month and a half. I was out. I was testing, rehabbing my ankle. We all went to the gym this week together, and we tested on my ankle. I played yesterday. Felt good, but we dropped points because I gave the ball away. And the worst part is my ankle is in pain. I said, you know what? I'm going to stay on. I even told my goalie, I'm like, let me take the goal kick. And then I give it away. So
to pack it up.
Low-key, it's a pack it up / moment of the week. But yeah, I'm back to playing soccer. I'm very excited because I like to be active. What about you? How's your week?
Not bad. Honestly, schoolwork in general during the week. And then Saturday, I had like probably my most tiring day in like easily 3 months' time. We had a ball hockey tournament from, I think, 4 to 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. Guys,
how'd that go?
Okay, so guys, I've played a lot of sports in my life, no matter the sport, hockey, soccer, whatever it was, no matter which tournament I was in. I never had like as bad of a performance as we had this weekend. All 5 games we played in group play, we lost all 5.
0-5.
I've never been in a tournament where I've lost every game. There's always been like at least a draw, or like at least a win or a draw, whatever. But never like dropping 5 is an art, bro.
That's an art.
It's literally an art. But other than that, no, I was exhausted 5 games in a row, and then Sunday, well, we took it easy, went to your soccer.
Yeah.
But other than that, Ju, how was your week? You actually have big news.
Yeah.
You have big news.
I do have big news. I actually, I'm getting a dog tomorrow. We're probably going to call him Ace.
Like Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley. Yeah, that's right. But I wanted to add to dropping 5 in a row. Don't worry, but like dropping 5 in a row, it's what the Giants do best. So like.
Yeah, no, I know. Biagio's
used to seeing it. If he would have been there, it would have been like home to him.
Yeah, you're right. No. There's always consolation in things because I could always think back to Lazio or the Giants, and it always puts a smile on my face. Anyway, guys, our ad of the week. Our sponsor. Guys, thank you so much to Shop Santé. Our product of the week. Biagio, start off with your product of the week.
So, guys, last week it was the Fit Cook burger sauce. Now we got the nacho cheese sauce. Guys,
I have it with the tostitos.
Yeah. I love to cook. I love food, clearly. And so I love this cheesy sauce. You know, it's a bit thinner and lighter than those, you know, other sauces you would use. You can have it straight out of the bottle cold. I like to, you know, heat it up, put it on some nachos. Very delicious. So I'm going with my cheesy sauce as my product of the week.
My product of the week, guys. You know what? I just realized we probably should have taken better products of the week because they're both like on the fatter side from Shop Santé.
Yeah, but they're still good for you.
But they're good. They're good. Very
low in calorie.
The cookie dough, the healthy cookie dough. So guys, I like to indulge in sweets. I think it's pretty visible, but I indulge in sweets once in a while. But there's also healthier alternatives. Obviously, if you're Italian, you eat panettone after supper. Probably a couple of cannolis. But guys, you could always go to the basically healthier version of cookie dough. Not as much sugar, and it's just as good. So
the cookie, it's good too, because you don't want to restrict yourself. Yeah. That's what Shop Santé offers.
Exactly.
So it's healthier alternative.
So Juju's cookie dough is my product of the week. And Biagio, what could they find on Shop Santé? What could we provide them with?
Guys. So for all these products and all your health and fitness products needs, go to Shop Santé and use code RC10 at checkout to get 10% off your order when you order online at Shop Santé.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you once again, Shop Santé.
Let's get into the
nitty gritty.
Yeah.
The NFL, man. NFL, huge week. Huge week for Bengals fans. Guys, you guys got your guys back. You guys were scared at the beginning, but Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins secured the bag. They resigned with the Bengals. Jamar Chase with a 4-year, $161 million contract, making him the highest non-paid QB, highest paid non-QB in the league. And T. Higgins, not too far from that, honestly, for basically in terms of talent. I mean, like, I'd say they're not far, far apart, but they are far apart. But he got a pretty close contract, $115 million for 4 years. Man, like, for me, this is amazing because, like we said, Joe Burrow this year basically... It's a year lost of his prime.
Yeah. That was because of his defense. It's just awful. Horrible.
But you know what? Bengals fans were scared all season because they were scared that... Because their owners are cheap. Bengals owners are absolutely cheap. And people were scared that they were going to let these guys go. If you let these guys go, Joe Burrow has no longer...
No weapons.
No longer has no more
weapons.
No one
to throw to, yeah.
So you're killing another year unless you sign other guys. But I mean, like, you're going to get much better than Jamar Chase and
Higgins. Yeah, and they don't really have a good draft, like, that high in the draft because they finished 9-8.
No, but that's it. So... No, I think, listen, Jamar Chase, security. You know what he's giving you each season. I personally, he's not my favorite wide receiver. I find he's a bit of a hothead. But in terms of talent, I mean, you can't really deny it. And those two dual threats.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And T. Higgins, didn't he win the Triple Crown?
This year? No, no.
T. Higgins. Who was it? Was it Bengals?
Jamar Chase.
Oh, it was Jamar Chase. Sorry. Jamar Chase, I mixed them up.
I was going to say.
Sometimes I think they're like the same person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, they were both targets this year. For Joe Burrow, and I mean, I think he probably has a smile on his face now that they've resigned. But also talking about wide receivers, our boy Cup. Hey,
my cousin's wearing his jersey.
Pantuju, no longer on the Rams, but he is now on the Seattle Seahawks. Man, I think we called it last episode. I don't know if we called it last episode on air or off.
No, we spoke about how the Rams might get rid of him, and then literally like a couple hours after we filmed. They released him.
Yeah,
outright.
Yeah,
exactly. Went to the Seahawks, and I have to say...
3 years, 45 mil.
That's really good. But I don't really care about money aside. Just isolate the fact that they're looking good with Sam Darnold, Cooper Kupp,
I mean,
and Jigba.
Yeah.
They're really moving on from Geno Smith, DK Metcalf. I like their offense. I like how it looks. I like it. They need to upgrade the O-line, but besides that,
Seattle's looking good. I mean, listen, I think me and Drew collectively shot on DK Metcalf because I think he's overrated. He's a good wide receiver, but I think he's a little overrated. I think people just kind of like vision the first couple of seasons he had and really slap that picture on him, which is normal in all sports. We do that. Like any sport, you kind of look at the best career of that guy's, the best year of that guy's career. And you're like, well, he could probably reproduce that. Right. So, I mean, it's normal, but for me, I think he's a little overrated and Tyler Lockett. Well, I think Tyler Lockett's kind of finished, but either way, I think Cooper Kupp doesn't really necessarily replace both of them. It's a good start. They're going to have to go somewhere. Drew, who do you think they should go pick up, like a wide receiver?
Yeah,
dual threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Stephon Diggs, an ex-Bill.
Stephon Diggs, yeah, because I don't want him back in Buffalo.
You don't want him back?
I really don't want him back.
No, that's it. But I mean, listen, dual threats, listen, you have to give threats to Sam Darnold. We said it last time. If he's going to be back to the way he looked in Minnesota... You definitely need something to give him.
Like yeah.
You need some guys that are going to catch the ball. Cooper Kupp is by far in his prime. Like no longer in his prime. He's no longer in his prime. We all know that. We saw it last year. It's declining. He's hurt. He's more injury prone. It's normal. People get old. You can't defeat time.
Yeah.
But personally, like we said, if Sam Darnold and the Seahawks want to make a step, which I don't think they're really making. I think they could.
They almost made playoffs.
You've been those saying the Seahawks like low
key
I
think
a
that
scary
the,
team.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks can honestly maybe because that overall the NFC West has been a garbage division last year, but they almost won the division competing with the Rams. I think with this season, I think they could. If the 49ers continue the way they are, that they weren't doing that good, I think they could win the entire division. But obviously, that's going to be pretty difficult. 49ers definitely going to... can't get worse than the season they had.
No.
So,
but 49ers gonna, you know. Also, talking about the 49ers, 49ers had like a bunch of players injured all season.
They did.
They had nobody all season.
Yeah.
Literally, Debo was like non-existent.
They were
on
their fifth running back.
McCaffrey was playing on like a pulled pork hamstring. No, like his Achilles or his hamstring.
Well, it's because they made him the cover of Madden.
His calf. Yeah.
The Madden curse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. But yeah, honestly, guys, this has nothing to do with my team. I just think this is a straight prediction, neutral point of view. I think the Seahawks are going to... I don't know. I like the way it looks. And I'm...
What's the prediction, though?
I think they can win the NFC West. That's what I'm going with. That's my prediction.
That's crazy. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the 49ers bounce back there.
Yeah, but we'll see.
The 49ers...
What are you talking about?
The who?
I'm talking about the Seahawks, bro.
The Seahawks.
They lost to the Giants. Oh, I heard. I thought you were. Okay, never mind.
Anyway, to talk about the 49ers, though, Biaj, the 49ers cleaning house.
Me, they're doing like spring cleaning, and it's like crazy. They, I saw a list. I don't remember all the names, but the like, if you would stack it up, the list is massive of who they got rid of. And I forgot his name.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah, they release him, and then like within the same day, they re-sign him. So I don't know what their method is right now. I think they would actually,
I think they should have bolstered up their defense a little more, honestly speaking.
Yeah, but I think a good theory is that maybe they're doing this so that they can give Purdy a longer contract, which will allow for future reconstruction. They can move some stuff around, you know. Gives him a lot of power there, because keep in mind Purdy's rookie contract's over, so
yeah.
Now they gotta give him his big boy contract, and with all the money, all these other QBs are getting paid, he's gonna want a big contract, especially considering he might low key be the face of the 49ers for the next couple of years.
Literally, I just pulled up the list. I mean, you have Charvarius Ward, Hufanga, Jalen Moore, and running back Elijah Mitchell. These are all guys that signed like big deals with other teams. And you have Debo that's gone. Debo's gone, but Juszczyk, you said that he signed back. I mean, but other than that, it's a lot. 49ers, man, I feel so bad because they had their... Listen, I don't like the 49ers, but I feel bad that they couldn't really capitalize off of the team that they had last year. Because
it's crazy.
Debo would have been in his prime, like he normally is each season, and if Christian McCaffrey was 100% healthy, which... Honestly speaking, even him, like, I drafted him first, like, that's why I have a lot of resentment towards this. I drafted him first overall in my fantasy pool this year, and literally did not see him for the full season.
But yeah, guys, I think that's on you, bro. You know the Madden curse.
I know, but I didn't look at it. Like, I kind of, like, doubted. I'm like, yeah, bro, he's not going to get hurt this year. Yeah, he's not going to get hurt this year. But that's how I visioned it. But look, listen, I don't even, man, like, this is what scares me for a team, because Brock Purdy brought them to the Super Bowl. Right,
they were a coin toss away from winning the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
They were, and they screwed up on their own.
They didn't know the new rule that attacked them back. So it was actually makes more sense to not start with the ball. So,
but why? I don't know why you would sign Brock. He deserves his money, but why would you sign Brock Purdy?
Oh, I think easily he's been one of their in a garbage season. I think he's been one of their best players. Maybe. I think he's the face of the fan. I don't know why some people say he's garbage. I think he's a solid QB. I like him.
Hey, listen, I don't think I think you start looking towards other options or maybe draft someone this year to see how it goes, because I don't think Brock Purdy's going to be a consistent option each year. I think that these are like just a couple of years where he looks good and he's comfortable, but I think once he's going to have like one bad year, I think he's going to be like the type of guy that's going to fall into a rhythm of just like
but you need to understand that they had a bad season, but not bad enough to get a good draft pick. They finished like, 7-10, I think?
Yeah, that's the
issue. So it's not, that's the problem. Ride it out with Purdy, in my opinion. That's what I would think.
Well, they have no choice, but at the end of the day, it's like, because, bro, they can't get rid of him, and they're not going to just let him go either, right? Like, you can't just let him go.
Well, the contract's up, so now it's up to them.
But that's it, but you can't just let him go like that, right? You have to re-sign him. In my opinion, you have to re-sign him, but I just don't put a lot of stock into Purdy. I think he's just a game manager. And there's nothing wrong with being a game manager, but I don't think he should get paid.
You know what? Let's do the tiebreaker, because I like Purdy. You think they should move on or find something else. What do you think, Drew?
I think they should just test it out with Purdy, see how it goes.
They have no choice, though. They have no choice.
You never know. He could pop off. I don't think he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl or anything. I don't think he's a generational like quarterback. But I think he can give him a chance to win the division and make a run in the playoffs.
Neither do I honestly see him as a franchise quarterback. Like, honestly, like I'm being dead ass, I don't see him as a franchise quarterback either. I just see him as somebody that, like, bro, if Jimmy G wouldn't have got... Okay, now we're talking in ifs.
Well, he was the backup to Jimmy G.
Yeah.
When they were pushing early 2020s.
If this and that, Tom Brady wouldn't have gotten into the game. He wouldn't have had all these Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So it's I can't speak off of ifs, but at the end of the day, like, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I think there's quarterbacks that are a lot more brilliant. I think it takes a lot to be called a franchise quarterback.
Yes, but you have to roll the dice on him. Like, he took him to the Super Bowl the year prior.
Yeah, but bro, he had all the weapons in the world.
See, that's one thing. This is a just general thing I want to talk about. Like, where is this limit? I feel like there's, like, it's so obscure that... It's like, okay, the guy's good. Oh, no, but he's only good because he has good receivers. But then when he has bad receivers and he still does good, oh, but he has this.
Bro, in my opinion, there's five franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think you just slap franchise or generational player on anybody. The five quarterbacks, in my opinion, that are franchise, like in my opinion, franchise worthy, like franchise, like
not say your opinion one more time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I stuttered there.
Back it up.
My fault. Okay. Game. My fault. But yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Joe Burrow.
Is that in any order or just random?
No, that's random. That's okay. Any order.
Let's not step on anyone's toes because that order might piss people off.
Yeah.
Guys, there's no order. He's just naming them.
Yeah. Those are the only quarterbacks, in my opinion, that you could call franchise quarterbacks. Other than that, I mean, anybody's interchangeable and anybody's tradable. These guys, I think, are like the untouchables of the league.
I could see them like a lock in their team. Personally, I would throw Brock Purdy in there. I would give him a chance. I think he's doing good.
I mean, that's your opinion.
Because when Jimmy G got hurt and they needed someone to step up, he took over. Yeah. And he's young. I think he can handle the big moments. I respect Brock Purdy, and I think he should be the next face of the 49ers.
He will be. But I think he does have a good attitude. I just don't think... Long term, he's going to be a solution.
Right, you give him some weapons.
He doesn't change a game. Bro, if you look at the passes that the 49ers were making in these last two seasons, okay, last year didn't really work because their weapons weren't there. And that's why, hence, what was it, a 6-11 record?
6-11.
Yeah, 6-11 record. That's why. I mean, they were making screen passes. Bro, there's literally compilations of games where you just see Brock Purdy jump out of the pocket. Screen pass to Debo. Debo takes off.
Yeah, but how do we know if it's Purdy making those calls with the offensive coordinator?
It's the offensive coordinator because in my opinion, I don't think they trust him, but I don't think they trust that much in Brock Purdy.
Or also, I feel like maybe because of the injuries, they didn't have the best weapons, so they wanted to play it safe. I feel like if he has the right weapons, he'll be good.
Listen, we'd have to see. Once again, I don't want to dabble in ifs because it's never. Listen, an analyst at the beginning of the season. Say this is what's gonna happen, and most of the time it never.
But no
happens.
One expected the 49ers to be this bad.
No, that's for sure. That I think was a consensus. I think they had a good enough team to make it far.
Yeah,
this year.
They just had a bad season.
But bro,
bad
at the
season.
End of the day, injuries too, bro. Like Nick Bosa was out for a while.
Yeah.
McCaffrey out all season. I mean, that's the best player in the league once he's healthy.
Yeah.
Debo was like fat all season, did not do shit. But listen, moving on though, talking about actually Nick Bosa, his brother Joey Bosa. Now,
we thought he was going to go to the 49ers and Joe's brother, but he's going to the Buffalo Bills. We're going to let you take over
for
on this one
year. Actually, let me just state this. 1 year, $12.6 million. So, I mean, it's risk-free. Ju, take it away.
I think it's a no-brainer because our defense sucks.
Yeah.
That's like, people are like, oh, look at Josh Allen putting, oh my God, against the Lions, 42-45, I think the score was. It's like, okay. But you realize we gave up 42 points.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good. Yeah. Two weeks in a row, and then we lost to the Rams, like 48-42. So
you can't always rely just on an offense.
He's going to be good. I'm just looking forward to the AFC Championship game where Bosa sacks Mahomes for, like, the fifth time that game.
But also, this like, last week and this week that just happened, you guys also got rid of Von Miller. So how do you think the replacement Joey Bosa for Von Miller, in a sense, obviously they're not the same position. Von Miller's a linebacker. Joey Bosa's
edge rusher.
Yeah. What do you think that, like, do you think it really plus for a minus? Like, does it change much?
Von Miller needed to go. He was good. He wasn't
getting
great.
Old though.
He's expensive. He had a big cap hit, so we got rid of him. But we still have Greg Russo. So putting Greg Russo on the right and Joey Bosa on the left, I think they're going to be dangerous. They're going to be a nightmare for quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think anybody's really doubting the Bills this season. I think they'll come out stronger
because they to lose to Mahomes in that fashion the way they did.
Yeah,
it's getting a bit annoying now. They're really fed up.
I think now it's like you're twisting a knife in already.
Like, how many times are they going to lose to the Chiefs? How many times are calls not going to go their way,
bro? And Joey Bosa though. Is a fucking dog, bro. He's a dog. Like, that guy barks.
They're scary,
bro.
They're scary, man.
They're big. He's quads the size of my torso.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's a compliment, bro. Hey. If you have quads the size of my torso, good for you, bro. Like, honestly, you're doing something right. But, bro, he's a dog. Even his brother, Nick. Like, if the 49ers were to sign Joey and have Nick at the same time, I think that would have been a crazy combo. But, no, all power to the Bills. Joey Bosa, I think it's going to help them out. Like I said, maybe, listen, Drew sees it in a way where there's going to be a lot more pressure on the quarterbacks. and getting rid of Von Miller was probably the right decision. I see it as like a plus for a minus, but I think Joey Bosa still has that defensive edge. We'll see. We'll see. It's all yeah. We'll see, right? We're playing in the speculatives now.
Yeah, we'll have to see at the this season.
We're talking about speculation, bro. You guys,
this is my time to shine.
Yeah, bro, not really a time to shine in my opinion, bro.
These no smoothies. Just to talk I mean, obviously, yeah. Like
nah, because you came in guns blazing, like as if you guys were in talks with Patrick Mahomes, bro.
No, I mean more.
Okay guys, more, fine. I mean, you know, sorry. What I'll let you talk.
No, I mean,
who are the three quarterbacks that the Giants are willing to sign right now, or that no. Met with or had
QB yeah meetings I'm with? Just saying, I'm just saying more time to shine in for me talking about it. Obviously this is nothing to be spectacular, nothing spectacular to talk about, but we had,
I mean, he had open arms, man.
Who's going to give you your 5 wins this season?
All right.
That's a good question. So, this week, we had some QB visits. On Thursday was Jameis Winston, J-Mo. I love that guy. I love him, yeah. Love him as
God,
a person.
God wanted me to throw that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no matter what it is, it's never his fault. Yeah, it's all part of God's plan. I love him. It's part of God's plan. And then I believe it was Monday was Joe Flacco. And then on Wednesday was Russell Wilson. Now, out of all three quarterbacks, I would take Russell Wilson easily, Mr. Unlimited. I think he's the best out of the three right now. Listen, we are garbage, but yeah. You know what?
But it's good, bro. You guys are opening up a retirement home in New York, bro. It's
yeah, really because good. This is, I think this is the smartest. I've said this countless this times, awesome. Off camera, on camera. You draft Travis Hunter if obviously we don't get the pick taken from the other teams above us. And then after that, we draft Russell Wilson. We wait for the QB draft class next year. Russell Wilson, I don't know why Joe Flacco's even near this. This guy has like one good game a year. And then Jameis Winston, I guess it would just be for like the Instagram memes or something. So for me, I would take Russell Wilson. What do you think?
Obviously, yeah, I think they're all pretty. Like, listen, Jameis Winston, I'd love to have him on any team. Any team for the team morale, but as a second, like as a second quarterback, as second on the list, not as a starting quarterback.
I know, but right now, Tommy DeVito's our only QB on the roster.
Him or you guys? Still have what's his name? Drew Lock?
No, they're all gone. Well, they're all not gone, but they're free agents.
Okay, it's not a big loss either way. Yeah. But the point is, like, we're talking like as if
Drew Lock.
Oh my god!
Drew Lock's gone. No,
the point is, we still like, bro. Okay, Jameis Winston. I'm gonna go quarterback by quarterback in this situation. Jameis Winston, toss him to the side, put him as a second quarterback. Joe Flacco, bro, it's time for you to take your dancing shoes and go to a retirement home that's suitable for your needs. It's done. You're running the NFL is done.
Yeah.
But he always has that one game a year, bro. I'd sign him just for that one game a year,
no,
bro.
No, Russell Wilson.
Just you throw him in once in a
Russell
while.
Russell Wilson is consistently okay.
Bro, but you, yeah, but wait.
But wait, Joe, you're used to it. You're used to like the one good game a year. You had like, what, 3 years of
NFL? Bro, but that's the thing. You sign him, you know he's going to have that one game where he balls out, bro, and then you find another quarterback to replace him.
Nah.
But
Russell Wilson's the best option.
But yeah, yeah.
You have to say that.
I'm screwing around, but yeah. Russell Wilson is the best option. Yeah. Out of all three of them, hopefully those are really not your last options.
Bro, who's going to want to come to the Giants?
Aaron Rodgers comes in, guns blazing, bro. No,
please get that.
Mr. Dude, America, bro.
I don't want Aaron Rodgers near my team. Yeah, I would go Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited.
But bro, the ayahuasca trip is going to make him come back even stronger, bro.
One thing I have to say, I don't know if you heard about it, but apparently Minnesota said they're not interested in Rodgers at all.
Well, why would you be? Why would you
So be? Rodgers is going to either the Steelers or the Giants, one or the other.
Bro, take him for the Giants, bro. He's going to, like, no. I mean, at the end, yeah, he's like,
I saw what he did, how much of a baby he was at the Jets. I don't want that.
Bro, so is Russell Wilson. Do you want that guy doing sprints on the plane? Bro?
No.
You think Malik Nabers wants that guy doing high knees on the plane?
No, bro? But no, I'm not saying it's just Rodgers made a lot of demands.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson. He's more chill. He's a simple guy.
Yeah.
And I think he can put a decent season in. I'm happy with Russell Wilson. That's what I'm.
He's
thinking.
A simple guy. Listen, it's between two weirdos. Honestly speaking, that's what it comes down to, bro. It's between either like the hippie, but between him or Russell Wilson, which is gonna be like shitting in the toilets and being like Mr. Unlimited,
Unlimited diarrhea, poop, yeah. Diarrhea. Don't try my danger with sandwich.
Anyway,
it's spicy.
Listen, I don't even know why we're spending time talking about
this. Yeah, this is kind of a waste of time. But guys, you can comment. I mean, I think the obvious answer is Russell Wilson, but people could make good points.
And you guys also signed a long snapper last
week. Yeah, guys. We re-signed our long snapper. We're going for the Super Bowl, guys.
All right. Moving on to the MLB.
Hey, we haven't spoken about in the first episode.
We haven't spoken about...
I got a message from my friend. Like, why don't we talk about baseball? We're talking about baseball.
Slowly. Let's get into
Isaiah, I'm talking to you. We're talking about baseball now. Go
guys,
for it.
Listen, this is a lesson to all children, people out there. men in general. Guys, when you go out on a date, you don't hit third base the first time, bro. So listen, we have to slowly ease into it because the start of the season
third
is base, coming.
Third episode.
Yeah, so that's it, exactly. So there now we're talking about the MLB. But yeah, no, opening day, March 27th. We're not going to further comment on it. All I know is Paul Skenes could slap a smile on his face when he finds out that he's going to that he's gonna get... Bro, I have to show you this clip after the episode, man.
Yeah.
This guy... He's his second year. He's a generational pitcher, honestly speaking. Mm. Paul Skenes, pitcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates, they announced to him, they're like, you're going to be our starting pitcher for opening day. Opening day is huge for like pitchers and for
guys. Yeah, all the pressure, all the eyes on you.
Because, bro, yeah, that's when everyone's there. Like, opening day is massive in the MLB. And bro, he's like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad to hear, bro. Like,
oh, he's nonchalant.
Very nonchalant. Like, he's mysterious aura. Very mysterious.
Ah, good for that.
But yeah, so good for Paul Skenes, bro. And he's also dating Livy Dunn. Did you know that?
That raising up baby Gronk.
That, well, she's actually in a relationship with Paul Skenes. Yeah. She's been in a relationship with Paul Skenes. But anyway.
And what's the deal with the shirts?
Yeah, that's it. So moving on to pitchers. Guys, we're Blue Jays. I think we're all Blue. No, Drew's a Washington Nationals fan. But
I follow the Red Sox a bit just because of my dad. But yeah, I mean, I don't really follow
if the Blue Jays make it to the finals, you're jumping on the Blue Jays wagon, right?
Well, honestly, okay. I don't really care much about baseball. But
but the point is that Blue Jays signed Max Scherzer, who won... two world championships, one in 2019 where he was stud, lights out with the Nats, and in 2023 with the Texas Rangers. So they sign him. He's 40 years old. Now he's saying that it hurts when he grips the ball, that he's not comfortable when he throws. Like,
that's literally his job, though.
Yeah, but bro, like, it's like to a certain point, like he's injury prone a lot. Like, and he's a crazy pitcher when he's on his game. But bro, like, and just to comment, like, I think, like who is it, Jamie Carragher that said it? Leave the football before the football leaves you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the baseball's left him.
Yeah.
Like it's time for... I think
the gamble if he feels good and the ball doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt his poor he's little thumb. Good. And yeah. Is he finally... Like, are you going to take that gamble?
I think Blue Jays fans were really... We were all pretty excited for Scherzer to sign. Like, I mean, it's not the same Scherzer as it was when he was a championship winner in 2019. 2023 was good, but like obviously not the same stats as 2019. But yeah, like I think we were all excited. Now he's old. He's getting old. And I think... Like we say all the time, Father Time is undefeated. And it's starting to show on poor guy Scherzer. So we wish the best of luck to Max Scherzer and the Blue Jays, but yeah, it's not looking
good. Hopefully his little thumb is okay.
They still have to sign Bichette. They still have to sign Vladdy. Like, see if they're going to be able to sign Vladdy.
I thought he left.
He left, but they're still trying to re-sign him.
He's just a free agent right now.
He's a free agent, yeah. But and listen, Manoah's back on the mound as well, so he said that he's feeling good. This is a Cy Young winner. Bro, he was on top of his game, man. And this is a pitcher for the Blue Jays, bro. He was on top of his game in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. And then last year, they put in the pitch clock. He's a bit heftier. But when they put in the pitch clock, they have to pitch every, 35 seconds, 40 seconds?
Yeah.
So, like, because usually a pitcher will walk around the mound, take a breath, bro, grip the ball, and then he's going to throw again. But now since you're pitching more fast-paced, bro, the games were cut down like an hour and a half. Like, we went to watch a game. And bro, like, there's a noticeable difference in the amount of time it took.
And who makes this decision? The MLB or the Blue Jays? The MLB made a decision.
Because bro, the games were way too long, and they were losing viewers. So like, and it started to show on some pitchers that are a bit heftier in weight, that like they couldn't keep up with the rhythm of pitching because it's a lot faster and they get a lot tired a lot quicker.
But what if? Hold on, but I know you have to pitch. There's that timer. But what if like when he throws it, someone hits the ball really far, or there's like a lot. Because, you know, some plays can end quickly.
Once the play's over, the pitch clock starts right away.
Okay, so they just... Yeah. Okay. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a shot clock in basketball or something like that. Like, there's a small amount of time. Yeah. You have to be quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to sort of be quick.
Okay, so this is more of a marketing thing to make the games more entertaining viewership-wise for the MLB.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And guys, once again, MLB restarting on March 27th. So get your calendars out if you are a baseball fan. So... It's coming back, and obviously the Dodgers are going to be defending their title.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. They're strong, yeah, bro. The Dodgers are undefeated.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to the NBA, guys.
We actually have a lot. Last week, it wasn't much going on. But this week, guys, you can kick it off. Orlando Magic.
They snapped the 16-game win streak of the Cavaliers. We were talking about it last episode with a win of 108-103 yesterday, Sunday, March 16th.
24 hours ago.
Listen, the Cavs were on a generational run. I think they're going to put up, like I said last episode,
They were eventually going to lose a game. We knew that.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think they're still going to be, I think they're still like in my opinion, obviously anything could happen in the playoffs, but I think they're the clear-cut winners of the...
Favorites to win the NBA?
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, well, I think them and the Celtics are pretty much the favorites, and I think OKC comes in third because OKC is good. They have a great record, but it's not like the Celtics. Like, the Celtics have that championship mentality. But yeah, talking about the Celtics and OKC, Cavs, OKC, and the Celtics are the only team to have clinched playoffs.
So we got three teams, but it's starting to get to that point in the season now. We're gonna start seeing people making calculations. Okay, if we win this game, we clinch. Okay, if we lose this, we're out.
Yeah,
it's starting to get to that point. Teams are clinching. In the other side of the spectrum, the Pels, the Pelicans, and the Jazz are already eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson gonna enjoy his.
He's happy, bro.
Yeah, he's gonna eat all the Big Macs he wants.
God, bro, he's like, fuck. Thank God I can go hit up the buffets a lot quicker. Bro, they were showing things, bro. To go watch the Pelicans. This was Pelicans, I think, versus the Orlando Magic, and it was, bro, two rookie stars. Okay, well, Zion's no longer a rookie, but he's a really good player, bro. Zion, like, we laugh at him, but he's a great player,
bro. No, but I saw, like, are they exaggerating? Because I find he's not fat. Like, he's still an athlete.
He lost weight because of pressure, bro. Like, that's literally, they bullied him to lose.
No, I know, but even when he was at his biggest, I don't think it was like that. He's still an athlete.
No, he was big, bro.
Yeah, but he still played well.
Shaq was laughing at him.
No, I understand that, but it's like, for example, Luka Doncic, that he literally looks like an average dad build. But he's still a fantastic player.
Yeah, but bro, the thing is that Luka Doncic is not as injury prone as Zion is.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, Zion falls on his ankle. He's hurt. He's always hurt. Yeah. Zion's also always hurt. And bro, they were showing tickets to go watch two. Like, the Pelicans they're a horrible team, but they still have Zion Williamson, which is a star, against Paolo Banchero, which is another star. Actually, star from Italy. He's an Italian native.
Nice. Like to
two
see
stars.
That.
Bro, to go watch those guys, it was $2 the tickets to get into the arena.
No way.
Yeah,
why so low?
Because game time, $2, bro, because there's nobody going to watch the games.
Well, is this after it's confirmed that they were eliminated from playoff contention, or this is...
This was after... No, well, basically, like, I think recently. But, like, $2 at game time to go watch an NBA game, no matter where the seats are, at $2...
Well, I mean, look, it happened to the Giants when we were eliminated from playoff contention. When it was like near the last games of the season, it was like, what, $10? We were looking at it, $10.
No, bad boys.
And me and my cousin spent hundreds of dollars to go see them when we went to go watch them play the Bengals beginning of the season. It's going to happen. I know $2
sounds
insane. $2
is crazy. But I hope if anybody's listening from New Orleans, man, I hope you guys took that up. Yeah, NOLA. But if you guys are listening from there, I hope you guys snag those tickets or, like, end up scooping them up.
Yeah, because
guys,
at the end
sports
of the day,
tickets are expensive.
Plus,
man.
Like, think about it. Okay, I know they're out of playoff contention, but imagine for $2, let's go watch an NBA game together.
Yeah, screw it, bro. Like, instead
it's still
of staying
a
home,
sport. It's still amazing to watch.
And you're watching two, like, star. Like, Zion Williamson, when he's on his game, is a star athlete.
Yeah.
And Banchero is amazing. He's lights
so
out.
So for $2.
Well, for $2. Well, I have better. I'll go watch an NBA game.
Yeah, instead of spending hundreds at the nightclub getting rejected by girls, go enjoy yourself. Watch some Zion Williamson. He's laughing. He's right. Like, I think it's for $2.
That could deep.
I'm just saying, it's pretty good.
But we were talking about Zion, getting hurt, bro.
Yeah.
Another guy that's
the CEO of injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Joel Embiid.
This guy, nobody beats. This is a masterclass in injured, bro. This guy's always injured.
This guy is like, he knows. If you talk about injuries, this guy knows. He's like, he knows it.
I'm just going to rattle off a stat that I took down.
Yeah.
Okay. This season, he's played 19 games and missed 43. So you say,
More than double.
Okay, yeah. But, okay, it could be that the guy had a season-ending injury. It's normal, bro. Some guys have season-ending injuries. You miss
the season. Let's zoom out to his all-time career.
So you say, let me take some perspective. Let's lean back and look at everything in general. Because you can't just, like, pinpoint one thing. Sometimes you have to look at the whole perspective. But you pull it into the whole perspective, and it's still pretty ass. In his career, he's played 446 games and has missed 400. Which totals to 47% of his career games missed, and the season is still not over. So the number is going to probably hit around 48, 49, maybe 50. And now they're saying that if Joel Embiid is unable to play starting on February 22nd, 2026, after his last game, the Sixers could petition for a medical retirement. This is from insider Keith Smith.
Yeah, so it's like having to pay someone that doesn't do his job.
Yeah.
I understand injuries, but then after a certain point, it's kind of like, okay. Because these athletes, they're not...
bro, this is
local
a lot
team.
Of money.
They have the best nutritionists, the best doctors. You're telling me now, it's exagerato.
Yeah,
now
he's
really stretching it.
And there's that, yeah. Like, listen, he could be really injured. Like, he says that he needs two injections a day in his knee.
No, I don't doubt the injury.
No,
but they need to figure something out.
At some point.
I'm sorry.
Bro, like,
it's ridiculous.
Listen, you're a star athlete. Your life depends on you playing sports. Yeah. And you literally focus your... I can't make it more clear that you focus your whole life around having the best nutrition, stretching, being physically in
shape. It's not like you. You go play ball hockey once a week. Yeah. Then those other 6 days of the week, you're thinking about school. You're thinking about, okay, every day it's that. And to go back to what you said at the first episode, if anyone remembers, you were talking about how back in the 80s, okay, I buy a ticket to a Chicago Bulls game.
You know, I'm going to see Scottie Pippen, Mike Jordan, exactly. Dennis Rodman.
Imagine 76ers fans. Okay, I'm finally excited. I'm a Joel Embiid. I love Joel Embiid. Now I got to... How long are they going to wait before
this season, bro? They lost their star rookie, the Jared McCain, the guy that does TikToks. You probably saw him on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Him, they lost their star rookie. And now even Paul George just said that he's out for the rest of the season. Paul George is another of their stars. So exactly. I think it was a horrible season for the 76ers.
As a 76ers fan now they lost their majority of their weapons. And in a fan perspective, why are you going to go watch a game?
You get fed up. Like, bro, honestly speaking, it's tiring being an NBA fan. It really is. If you put things into perspective, not only for your own team, but when you're going to watch other teams, and even like you're on the road, you go see the Los Angeles Clippers, and you see, I want to see Kawhi Leonard play because he's been...
Yeah.
Winning champion. He won a championship. He's been a star player in the league ever since he came in, like with the San Antonio Spurs. Bro, let's go watch them. Let's go see Kawhi Leonard.
Injured.
And he's not playing. Injured. Like, bro, like...
He's not playing.
Every time there's something. Every time it's there's ridiculous. Something. And listen, he could be really injured. Like, we could be talking could be really injured.
But take it with a grain of salt what we're saying, but at the same time, like, come on.
Yeah, a lot of these guys... Look, this is just Joel Embiid, but this goes for every player in the league. Like, at some point... You know what? The league is going to have to put down a rule and be like, you know what? If you're injured for this amount of time, this your contract. They shouldn't have guaranteed money. If they want to treat the league like this, you're not bigger than the league. Nobody is bigger than the sport. Nobody.
And is this the first time in basketball where a team is actually going to push for medical retirement? Has this happened before?
I've never seen it. I've never seen it because, I mean, at this point, it's 2 years
if a team's doing this now. Yeah. They're talking about it in a year from now.
Because if you're the owner, you're like, we're paying this guy. Okay, yeah, when he's on his game, he's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
But bro, like, if he's not playing, on his game. He's not even in the arena, bro.
They're not even making back money because obviously when that guy plays, cameras are on him. They're getting money.
More value from the janitor that's sweeping the floors than this guy right now.
Yeah. This guy's just eating, drinking all the Gatorades in the fridge.
rinsing them. He's not even replenishing it, bro.
It's ridiculous. No. There, I'm sorry, man. Like, could have been a pack it up moment, but it's not as big. But I'm sorry, guy...
Bro, they should put a rule in the NBA where money is affected, contracts come into play.
And when I feel like if they do that, you're going to start seeing more NBA players...
Oh, now all of a sudden they're all...
My God, my ankle's healed. Because they know they have guaranteed money, maybe they, like you said, they are actually injured, but then they're like, my ankle kind of hurts. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get the money anyway. Let me sit out.
Like I was saying, bro, Jason, who is it? It's... who are we talking about? Oh my God, now I forget. I think Jason Tatum has in his clause that he can't play back-to-back games or something like that. Like,
what is that?
Who are you, bro? Yeah, I get you won, we did it. Yeah, like you won your championship and whatever. But bro, like...
Nah, it's ridiculous.
Who are you to tell
too
me
too spoiled, way too spoiled, way 100%. Too spoiled. And this is just in general to every
sport. When you see LeBron every James sport. At 40 years old, bro, trying to play the most amount of games that he could, at 40 years old, putting up MVP numbers... This goes to show to you a difference in the generation and the times of when he came in and when other players came in. When the younger players came in. Because now you see it. You talk about Zion Williamson missing all this and they're paying him big money. You talk about Joel Embiid. You talk about Kawhi Leonard. Even Paul George. Bro, you're talking about all these guys that get hurt all the time. Yeah. Even Anthony Davis, man. Anthony Davis, the star for the Lakers that they traded for Doncic. Bro, this guy always injured as well. Like, at some point, it's like they have to put a law or a rule on it because
honestly speaking, what if they're milking it?
It's not our money. It's not our money. We shouldn't care that much. Like, it's not our money.
But it's more for a fan perspective.
For fans and even for the owner's perspective. Like, they're paying money for these guys that, don't even...
At that point, the only thing that's publicizing them is that they have...
an injury.
If you play NBA 2K, oh, look, I got Anthony Davis on the Lakers now.
That's it. Like, you got all excited.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
Anyway, NBA, once again, I'm going to say it for the third episode straight. You guys need to pack it up. But...
you've been ranting a lot. But we've been talking about the NBA.
It's justified. It's really justified.
And then they wonder why the league is getting not good ratings, not good views.
They've had their worst ratings in about, 25 years or 30 years, whatever it was.
It shouldn't be like that. It's really ridiculous. And just before we end off on basketball, it's not in the notes, but I just want to add that obviously March Madness is starting up soon.
Yeah.
For me, I'm not a huge basketball guy, but I love watching March Madness because it's you win, or you're out. Yeah. Meaning that, obviously, I'm pointing out the obvious, but if you win the whole thing, you went undefeated, and you get to see those Cinderella stories. We have like a 16th ranked team take out the Loyola, first seeded
Duke. Like when Loyola had their Cinderella story a couple years back, I think in 2022, like everybody was rooting for them.
Yeah.
They even brought the sister, I think her name was Sister Jean or whatever her name is, into the arena. They rolled her in, like 98 years old. She was like crippled.
Yeah.
My condolences to her and her family that she passed away. But
rest in peace.
But still, like, they dragged her into the arena. Like, it's big.
You bring her there. Cool. They take down, like, a first seed Duke. Everyone goes crazy. And we've said it all the time. It's why the NCAA football is bigger than the NFL. It's because you're playing. Like, I'm from Ohio State. Crazy. I love Ohio State. You love Michigan. We're going to fight it out. We're representing the school from where we grew up.
The arenas go nuts. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's crazy. And I love, this is just in general in sports, I love seeing an underdog story. I love walking in, seeing, okay, oh my God, these guys are 15th ranked. They're going to take down a second seed. Yeah. It's beautiful to see.
Well, yeah. That's where you see the most upsets. And like, I think most of the time it's like, after the first day of play, like, there's only like 5% of brackets that are still alive.
Yeah, right? That's only after, you like, got to take into a fact. They're playing for their school.
Yeah.
Their pride, who they grew up, where they grew
up.
And
they're playing for the draft.
And I was just going to say that. Yeah, they're playing to show themselves, okay, I'm going to be a star in the NBA. There's a lot on the line. And they're young. They're fit. They're in college. What are they? College, like, what? 19, 20, 21, 22, whatever. They are playing. They have so much to prove. And that's why you get one of the best basketball. And it's only two quarters, not...
They're two halves.
Two halves. No, no. Like, it's not four. It's two.
That would be quarters. So four quarters, that's what I meant. Halves,
exactly. I believe it's not... Because in the NBA...
No, it's two halves of 20 minutes
20
each.
Minutes instead of 12. Yeah. So... I the whole concept, I love it. I watch it with my dad all the time. It's so cool to see it.
Yeah, even if you're not a big admirer of college basketball or just basketball in general, I think it's still cool to see the pride that people have.
And you're never going to see what we were talking about in the NBA. Oh, this guy's injured.
These guys are playing.
They want to play.
Yeah.
They'll do anything to play.
Yeah, nobody's seeing anything.
There's no spoiled brats. Because they're playing for the badge, you know? Yeah. So I love to see that.
I think I love these weekly NBA rants. I really like relieves the pressure.
Yeah, just a good way to de-stress. But guys, March Madness, like you said, get your brackets ready.
Yeah.
So March Madness starting soon. Now let's get on to the hockey. NHL.
Yeah.
Take it away. All right. So to start off, I just want to say the San Jose Sharks are garbage. We literally just put, just to say that they're garbage, record currently 18 wins, 41 losses, and 9 overtime losses. They are officially the first team to be knocked out of playoff.
Did they hit 20 wins by the end of the season, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's 18 games left. They got...
you never know.
Honestly, 2 out of 20, Minga.
Bro, like, there's some... Bro, you'd be surprised, bro. You'd be really surprised.
If they can get 2 out of 20, Minga, pack it up for real. But they are the first team to be officially out of playoff contention. I mean, we all saw this coming.
And the Hawks are also set to follow, bro.
Yeah, but the Chicago Blackhawks too. But, I mean, like, we didn't... We just said it, but we're not going to officially say it because it's not official yet.
Yeah, but even... Bro, but it takes... Like, it's going to take a miracle. Bro, I feel so bad for Bedard, bro. He's got... In the last week, bro... He got 2 misconducts, bro. In the same week, bro. Back to back games.
For what?
Both games talking bad to the ref, bro.
That's it.
Yeah, both games.
What did he say?
We don't know what he said. Like, they didn't catch it on a hot mic or anything, but bro.
Yeah, but they should announce what it is so the fans know.
2 games in a row where he got misconducts, bro. I feel so he's crashing out, bro. Yeah. he's crashing out in his second season.
Well,
bro.
I mean, he was a high draft pick.
Bro, he's a generational talent.
I know, but you know you're gonna go to a shittier team.
Yeah,
you
but bro, they're trading everything that could actually help him.
And it's crazy because growing up, like when the early 2010s, the Blackhawks, man, Taze,
bro, their franchise, Kane, Duncan Keith,
they were outstanding.
Made up
our
childhood, bro. They made up. These were the guys like that you wanted their hockey.
Yeah, like when my Habs were eliminated, I loved watching the Blackhawks because they were just so fun to watch. Such a strong team offensively, but going from there. Anyways, so the real hot topic, and this obviously deals with both of our teams.
I'm back on the wagon, guys. I'm back. I was just joking.
Guys, when I was editing that pack it up moment, this guy was yapping for so long. I was like, okay, what parts of the rant, like what's the best part he's complaining about? That's how much he was ranting. But the wild card race currently includes the Habs, the Rangers, the Blue Jackets, and the Red Wings. This Eastern Conference wild card race is insane. How do you guys think we're going to go? I'm going to say the way the Habs are playing, non-biased, I think we can get it done. What do you think? Who do you think is going to get that last spot?
I think you know what, guys? And I'm not even trying to be biased here.
No one's believing you, bro.
I'm not even trying to be biased here. I think the Rangers snag up that last spot. Honestly speaking, because we have more depth in our team, and I think that compared to the Habs, I think on sheet we're a better team. And when we put all our cards together and we actually play, and when our goalie, when Shesterkin plays the way he's supposed to be playing, and when our defense plays the way it's supposed to be playing, obviously we have Fox out, but our offense is undeniably very strong. And our defense is, I think, listen, our defense is the weakest part of our game. We're very offensive-minded on defense and sometimes let in a lot of goals, but usually that's where Shesterkin comes in to help. So now we have, at 75 points, and I think they're playing tonight, I'm going to pull up the score, 75 points, the Senators. I don't think the Senators, anybody's catching the Senators. No, they're not playing tonight. Sorry, it's Columbus that's playing tonight. Columbus is losing currently 2-0 to the New Jersey Devils.
As we're recording,
they're losing 2-0 to the New Jersey Devils.
So that's good. That's good for you guys.
This is good for both of us. This is good for both of us because currently the Ottawa Senators are sitting at 77 points in the wild card, and they're probably gonna, I think they'll probably even sneak in. No, I don't think they're gonna sneak in. I was yapping. Yeah. No, I just saw the Maple Leafs have 81 points. No, they're definitely not sneaking in. So it's gonna be between the Rangers, Ottawa, Montreal, and Columbus. I don't think Columbus is no longer in contention.
What about
Red
Wings?
The Red Wings, but the Red Wings are 67 games. I don't put too much stock into the Red Wings. They're very iffy.
Okay, I didn't say the Senators. Okay, we'll include the Senators. Yeah,
but the Senators are at 77 points. I think nobody's taking their spot unless they really have a fall off. I think the Senators are pretty much locked in.
Yeah,
this is obviously, it hasn't been locked in yet, but I think
realistically, but not mathematically.
Yeah, realistically, I think they're gonna snag up that spot.
Yeah.
So it's between us, and when I say us, the New York Rangers and the Montreal Canadiens. Columbus, and if you want to throw in Detroit.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You guys obviously have the best team on paper.
I think we're sneaking
in. I think us, the Habs, I think we're just we're our playoff contention for that spot is fueled by just we're
the
dreamers,
pride of the city.
The pride of the city, and we're just big dreamers.
I can't deny that. Yeah,
and we're on a good run. It's all momentum. I don't think it has to do with anything with the players. I think there's the belief in the team. Ju, what do you think? Who do you think is going to get that last spot in the wild card race?
I'd like to see the Habs get it.
Yeah,
the Habs fan, but honestly, I think the Rangers are gonna snag it up.
Yeah,
I think the Habs are just gonna have a fall off. Like,
I mean,
they're just gonna have a hard schedule coming up. So. Yeah,
this is not even biased, guys. I know you guys are Habs fans, and I know most of the people listening to this podcast are from Montreal and are Habs fans. But guys, realistically, the team that'll hold themselves more in the playoffs, and this is apart from season, because I know the season is a different game. You guys might snag a few wins that we won't snag in the season and probably take the wild card spot over us if that does happen and push comes to shove, because you guys do have two games in hand as well. Eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to preface that by saying you guys have two games in hand and 1 point less. But listen, in the playoffs, it's a totally different game. And I think that usually in the playoffs, it's the team that wants it more and that has a better team on paper as well. Like, well, that's why we got blown up by Florida last year. We got destroyed by Florida. But if we go into the playoffs, I think that the team that has realistically the most chances...
Because you need those big players
to make
in the
a
big
splash.
Moments.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the team that has the most chances to make a big splash are the Rangers.
Mm.
And I mean, if you go just compare, your defense is probably a lot more steady than ours in the sense of, like, you guys are more balanced than us on defense, I think.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you guys. I think you guys are more balanced.
But offensively, obviously, you guys
offensively,
have the
studs, we have the firepower. Players. We have the studs. And goalie, we have undeniably one of the best goalies in the league, if not the best goalie in the league. So, I mean, listen, if push comes to shove and we make it to the playoffs, I think that was, like, the right choice in terms of wild card decisions.
Yeah.
To get the most chances.
Because you're going to, whoever gets that last spot is probably going to end up playing a really higher seeded team. So.
Yeah. But, bro, one thing I want to point out, like, even if it's not part of the race, bro, the Boston Bruins, I feel so bad for Bruins fans. Well, they had their cup runs.
I don't. They had stand the Bruins.
They had their cup runs, but holy shit, bro.
They've been bad, man.
Growing up
really
a
bad.
Bruins fan, you literally saw them every year being contention for the playoffs.
And they were
being
just unstoppable, man.
They
unstoppable.
Bullied everyone, bro. They bullied everyone.
Yeah.
And
many,
now you
many,
see them
many,
struggling, bro.
Many games, or many sleepless nights because of those guys.
Yeah. No, but that's... Yeah. They terrorized you guys in the 2010s and 12s. But yeah, no, like... Bruins fans, I feel your pain, but at the end of the day, I don't really care because you guys got that cup. So good for you guys. It's now our turn to shine. So yeah. I'm back on the bandwagon. Let's go, Range. I'm not actually
on
the bandwagon.
We'll see in a week's time if he's back on the bandwagon.
I'm still, listen, I'm a loyal fan. I never have mood changes. I'm always
Well, last
always
week, did you not say I give
yeah,
up?
Yeah, but bro, that's a different week, bro. That's a different week.
Oh, okay. It's a different
mic. They didn't piss
Mike.
Me off this week as
that's
much.
That's a different mic. We lost that guy. He's gone.
They don't piss me off as much this week. They were like pretty okay. We just got slapped by Edmonton yesterday, but whatever. That happens. But the point is that I'm back on the bandwagon. I love my Rangers, and I think we're still going to make the playoffs. And if we do make the playoffs, I still think we're going to win the Stanley Cup. And if we do win the Stanley Cup, I'm going to get it tattooed right on my leg. 2025 Stanley Cup winners.
We're gonna clip that. That's definitely.
I'll do it. If we win, I'm getting it done. Like, there's no.
Yeah.
I mean.
But look, that's what it is. And if for any sport, once you get into playoffs or you're in the knockouts, whatever sport you're watching, after that, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Get in that circle.
Well, like when St. Louis won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like a Cinderella story. We're talking about Cinderella stories. That was a Cinderella story.
Well, the Giants, when we won in 2007.
Okay. I didn't bring back the Giants.
No, but it's actually a good point. They finished 9-7. We were third in our division. We ended up winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's all about getting in, and then you go from there.
Playoffs in the NFL, I think you could see bigger upsets than in the NHL because
it's seven games in the series, NHL, like, yeah.
If you have one bad game, you could take it back, yeah. Like, in a sense. You know what I mean?
So that's a good point. But it's still a Cinderella story, but like you said about the Blues. Yeah, 100%. The Blues.
Even Vegas in their first year, bro, went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah. So
listen, let's go Rangers.
Get
Rangers
in there, get the playoffs. And that's it. And before we end off the hockey segment,
guys, we're
always following him. Bands make her dance. 8 goals away from breaking Gretzky's record. So, I mean.
Let's go Ovi. 8 for 8, bro. He's number 8 goals left.
Yeah, he's going to break it. We know that. We just wanted to add it. We're just going to keep updating you guys.
We're going to keep updating you guys. But on to your sport.
Yes. Best sport in the world. So, for soccer, what do you think?
Wait. I got to represent my...
Gli Azzurri. The international break is starting. We'll get into that soon, though. Because big talking points, obviously. Where we record on Mondays, so we have to.
I look like Maradona, bro, when he was playing in the last years of his career. Yeah.
too many pizzas in Napoli. And, but okay. To glance at what? No, I was talking about Maradona. Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. So to glance over just the Champions League, obviously, like the games were, you know, it's been a lot of time has passed since the games, but going through our quarterfinal matchups to the Champions League, we got Arsenal, Real Madrid. We have PSG, Aston Villa, and then on the other side, you got Inter, Bayern, and then Barcelona and Dortmund.
Oh, wait. Let me shout him out. My cousin, Andrea, Studio Dre on Instagram, does our template for podcast. He's gonna get a lot of, but he's in absolute shambles.
Yeah.
Poor Liverpool fans, man. We feel you guys. A lot more potential in this season, but now he even lost the Carabao Cup.
They were in talks of quadruple, and now they just got the Premier League.
If they would have passed PSG, bro, they were beating Aston Villa easy.
Oh, yeah, actually,
100%.
So now, actually, you never know because they're two teams from England, so they know.
Yeah, but realistically, Liverpool would have won.
I don't know because when you're playing a team from your country, you guys play each other twice a year every year. Anything can happen.
Yeah, but it goes both sides though because you know how the other team plays.
Yeah, so
both teams know how
they both play. Would have been a good match though. Would have been a good matchup.
But yeah, continue on to go
from there. Obviously there was the whole controversy with Real Madrid, the controversy even with Dortmund. They got a very bad penalty call, got them past Lille, but now that's over. We're not gonna get into that.
Dortmund's playing who?
Barcelona.
Oh, it's true. Yeah,
I think Barcelona are gonna go through.
Imagine an El Clasico final, bro.
Yeah, that would be, it's never happened before, so I hope that happens. What do you think? Crazy. Barcelona, Dortmund?
Barca.
Me too. Barca. Inter and Bayern, I'm going to go Inter. I think Bayern have honestly, like, they destroyed Leverkusen 5-0 on aggregate. But for me,
I think all of
Serie A, I'm not sold on Bayern.
I think all of Serie A is on fraud watch this year, so I'm going to go with Bayern, bro.
I'm going to go Inter because they've been the best Italian team in Europe. Yeah,
they have. But bro, I think they're
just only 2 goals conceded in 9 games, which is, 10 games or whatever. But that's still crazy for Champions League. On the other side, I'm going to go PSG. They are absolutely insane.
I think that's,
and I've said it before, the best thing to happen to this team is selling Mbappe to Real Madrid because now they can play as a unit. If you notice, they just have a bunch of stars and they play so well. The way they play with Kvaratskhelia, Due, Barcola, Dembele. Dembele is honestly the star of the show over there. I'm going with PSG to beat Aston Villa. Aston Villa have no expectations. Right? No pressure because they're not. The fact that they made it this far, they're in the quarterfinals. I'm going to go PSG.
Well, no, but yeah, no, PSG, I think that was unanimous. I don't even think we should be asking the question. I think it's.
No, but Aston Villa have caused some upsets. They beat Bayern in the group stage or the league phase, and they have Marcos Asensio, who's on loan from PSG, Rashford. They have Daniel Malin, who's at Aston Villa as well. So they have a lot of talent. I think they won't be able to put up.
Like, I mean, if PSG dominated Liverpool to the way we saw Liverpool get dominated.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be much different for
Aston Villa. But you never know.
You always want the underdog story, but bro, like, Realistically.
Yeah. But honestly, no, I don't mind PSG. I can respect them going far.
Well, it's because they don't have any like big personalities like they did in the past.
That but that was annoying. The problem. I've been seeing it. That's the problem.
Like, bro, before they had Messi, Mbappe, Neymar. Bro, like, you have too many big personalities.
And that's the problem. It's not FIFA. You can't just build a star team and expect... Because everyone wants to play well. And I'm going to say it, but Messi was so lazy on that team. I'm not saying a right winger has to track back and defend. But do a little bit. He would lose the ball and he's just walking around. I think he was just
unmotivated to play, bro, for PSG. Yeah, I think his heart remained in Barcelona. And I think...
Not even that. He was just spoiled. He was just spoiled. They gave him all the money. They gave him... They literally got sponsored by GOAT. I don't even know what company that is. Just for him.
Yeah, it's the... it's like a reseller brand.
Whatever. But the point is, that was just... That... Like, congrats. You had Neymar, Messi, Mbappe. That's good for Instagram. Marketing Instagram clicks. But there's too many eagles.
Yeah.
So the fact that they have a nice... team of players that are good but not superstars, I think it works perfectly. Kvaratskhelia is killing it over there. I am honestly, I respect PSG. They're gonna go through, and then the last one to talk about, Arsenal versus Real Madrid. Real Madrid honestly haven't been good this season.
Arsenal could put up an upset. Like,
yeah, everyone's saying it. Like, oh, they're out. They're out.
It's not crazy to think that Arsenal would pass, bro.
They've been killing it versus Real Madrid. Have been playing bad, but. Real Madrid have obviously that Champions League mentality. They always find a way to go through. And Arsenal are chokers. They're serial chokers.
Their defense is awesome, though. Yeah. Arsenal's defense is unstoppable.
They've been fantastic. However, a lot of injuries in offense. They have to play Mikel Merino, a midfielder, as their striker.
Yeah.
And I've seen it countless times through Arsenal fans that they can't score or they can't create chances from building out the back. They have to do it off set pieces like free kicks, corner kicks. Yeah. So there's that. However, though, they obviously steamrolled PSV.
Yeah,
saw that clip where it was like 9-3 on aggregate. Perisic scores for PSV. He picks up the ball, and everyone's like, as if they're going to make a comeback. Like, bro,
I think we posted the clip last week.
Yeah, it did pretty well.
The clip, and as, like, literally right before the game started, and as we posted it, I think Arsenal was already up.
Yeah, 5 minutes in. I think Arsenal even took it easy because the final score ended 9-3 on aggregate, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but guys, I don't. The people saying that it's an easy Real Madrid lock, I'm still gonna say Real Madrid. Yeah. But you can't describe. Well, Arsenal have the talent. Yeah. Real Madrid have the hardworking mentality, the champion mentality.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
Real Madrid too. You gonna go?
No, man. I'm gonna go Arsenal. I'd love for an El Clásico final, but yeah. I think that
I want Real Madrid out. Can't stand.
I think Arsenal's gonna put up that upset, honestly.
Yeah.
But moving on to your team, bro.
Yeah, we were gonna do conference in Europa, but you know what? Let's just talk about Lazio, guys. A tutti Laziali, guys. My Lazio fans out there, Forza Lazio sempre. Okay. We're through to the quarterfinals of the UEFA Europa League. By the skin of our teeth, though.
Or the hair of a cunt.
Yeah. So we only made it through off of by one goal. We drew the second leg. We won the first leg 2-1 after the last minute goal with the two red cards. And then the second leg, we tied 1-1 on the night. We won 3-2 on aggregate.
Moving up in the Mickey Mouse Trophy, bro. It's good.
So, guys, very nerve-wracking because now it's starting to get harder. Yeah. Big upset, too, is the fact that in the next round, we're going to be playing Norwegian side Bodo Glimt instead of playing the Conference League champions Olympiacos, who were shocked, upsetted, and they are out of the competition. And if we win that game, a tough task in the semifinals. I don't know what you guys are saying, but a tough task in the semifinals, we will be facing the winner of Frankfurt and Spurs. So that's going to be tough, but let's take it a game at a time. I'm worried for Lazio because for Bodo Glimt, it's always tough to play them away. Temperatures over there in the mountains, wherever they play.
But like we said, get there early.
Yeah, minus 20 degrees Celsius, which is crazy, but they're definitely going to have to train like that. Well, it's like with the Bills, you know, like when the Dolphins went to go play against Chiefs.
No,
it's something that you need to adapt. Yeah. But I'm confident we could get the job done at home. We have second leg home advantage, but it's that away game. Try to get away with 1-0 or 1-1 draw, but we're just isolating this because I'm a Lazio fan. Guys, we're still winning the Europa League, even though I'm scared because normally at this stage of the competition, we choke.
Bro, but you guys we'll go got blown out 5-0 yesterday. Like,
No, but honestly, guys, before we're gonna just quickly glance over this. But listen, the Lazio fans that were so reactionary, Mike Arpin's such a clown, bro. He's like, sack the manager. We're having a good season. Can you relax? They're human beings at the end of the day. We played 4 games in 10 days, which for soccer is a lot. We had barely any rest. Bologna also, credit to them, they played fantastic.
Bro, you still got blown out 5-0. Okay?
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it. It doesn't merit it. And I respect Baroni for going up to the fans, apologizing. He said, 100%, it's my fault. And I think some of the decisions, like, he should have rested some players, in my opinion. But yeah, we're going to move on.
That's when you start your young guys, right?
Yeah, like, rest some players. They look so exhausted out there. But regardless, I'm not worried. The 5-0 loss, my God, my phone was blowing up like crazy. But
yeah, we're that's for sure. Every time, like somebody,
your sports team
loses, you will hear from people.
Yeah, but yeah. Listen. We got two methods of getting to the Champions League next year. I'm still confident about Europa League. But moving on from club football, because the football world, soccer world, has moved on from it. We are now officially, as of Monday, in the international break. Yeah. All of the club's players are at their training camps with the national team. If you could just, I'm just going to talk for a bit. I forgot about this, but pull up the Nations League, like brackets. So for the UEFA Nations League, like I said, these brackets, obviously every team is playing for a spot in the semifinals, but also this will decide what, World Cup qualifying group each team will be placed in. And I mean, obviously you're playing for a trophy, and if you had to choose, obviously you'd want an easier group. So you have less to worry about to qualify for the World Cup, but rattle off the groups, the matchups, right?
Here, right over here. These are the playoffs. Knockoff. Where we go?
Yeah. Sorry.
View draw details.
Yeah, there should be the bracket. You could just Google it. The bracket. Sorry, because I forgot what it's.
But
just Google the bracket. But yeah, guys, talking about the main point, that's why he's wearing the jersey. But Italia, Lille Azzurri, Italy will be facing Germany in the quarterfinals of the UEFA Nations League. There's going to be two legs. Thursday will be the first leg, and then next week will be Monday will be the second leg. So next week's episode will be right after that second leg. So you'll get our reaction in a week's time of if we go through or not. Personally, and Mike said it already off camera, Italy, I don't think we have a chance against Germany. They have such a strong team. We're so depleted. Our offense is one of the worst it's been ever, but we do have some star-studded talent. For the other matchups, by the way, Denmark will be facing Portugal, right?
Yeah, Denmark-Portugal, and then on the other side, I think
Portugal, the other side of the bracket, yeah?
Well, I still think Portugal passes Denmark.
Yeah, so I'm saying Germany, you two Germany?
Yeah, Germany, yeah.
Portugal, yeah, I think they're stronger than Denmark.
Then you have Spain, Netherlands, which I think...
Spain they're Spain fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
And, France and Croatia, I mean...
France as well, absolutely pass. Outstanding.
Unless there's an upset. Honestly, Croatia plays well together.
But their team's getting old, old.
But when they play on the international stage, I feel like Croatia always has that, like...
But I think France's team is too strong. But let's get back to specifically the Azzurri. Mike, I just want your opinion, because obviously, like, you know, no one... Like, listen, obviously, we want our team to win. But let's be realistic.
No, I think
Germany have just a star-studded team. They're fantastic everywhere. Obviously, we have a better defense than them. But besides that, offensively, the midfielders...
I don't understand why Italy didn't call up Di Marco.
Actually, this is not confirmed, but there's a rumor that he's faking an injury, because right now Inter Milan are pushing for a treble. They're in the semifinals of Coppa Italia, the quarters of the Champions League, they beat Atalanta
because
yesterday.
Because I was looking at, listen guys, I don't know my soccer as well as Biagio does, but I was looking at the lineup and I know that in terms of left backs, Di Marco is the best left back in the world.
The wing back, he's a more of a wing back, but... That's the thing. Like I was saying before, Inter with their win against Atalanta yesterday, they are now three points clear of Napoli, who are in second, and 6 points clear of Atalanta in third. So that, not officially, but kind of puts a really big dent that they're going to be the big favorites to win the Scudetto. So right now, and even the manager confirmed that they're pushing for a treble. So now, Di Marco, what's more important? Winning the treble with Inter or...
If they win the Nations League, do they get a confirmed spot in the World Cup?
No, they get a guaranteed playoff spot if we do not make it automatically qualify for the World Cup.
Honestly speaking, I respect
I think it's I don't like that as a prize. I don't think you should get a guaranteed spot. I mean, I mean, it would make the Nations League more competitive.
All that to say, listen, yeah. I think I respect his decision for playing for his club because, bro, that's
the No, team it's not confirmed, but people think it's faking an injury. And but did we not speak about the NBA? Yeah. That you don't like that? I think we should keep our same point of view for soccer.
I respect it because that's the team that pays him. He's not faking injuries with his own team.
Well, you still get paid for the national team. But I think it's...
Nothing. It's sense. I mean, come on, they all bro. Give it to the charity.
Yeah, but they can play. But the Inter will have a big... It's going to take a physical toll on them because you're going to have Champions League, Coppa Italia, and Serie A. So... going in from that, but besides
just
that,
honorable mention Juve.
Yeah, but just to end off, like we said, the reason why Germany just a star-studded team. Jamal Musiala, Florian Wirtz, just an absolutely incredible young talent. So for us,
Kimmich, everybody, bro.
Yeah, Germany, I think they'll win. Well, but
defense is awesome.
But one thing is for certain: sometimes Italy, we're like a family. We fight together. So we're
I wouldn't be surprised if we pull off the win. I just think
you have two legs. But you need to, we get, because Germany had a better record or something, they get home advantage in the second leg. So we need to get the job done on Thursday. And then, like I said, next Monday will be the second leg. So when we record the pod next Monday, we can give our reaction to it. And before, just to end off, like you said, I want to get your opinion on this. Even Giuliano, because even if you're not a soccer fan, I think everyone could weigh in this on this debate. Now, currently Juventus are on one of their worst seasons ever. They are on back-to-back losses, 4-0 to Atalanta, 3-0 to Fiorentina. They have not scored any goals in the last two games and have conceded 7, which for Juventus, who have been built on one of the best defensive records in Italian football history, is horrible for them. The Juventus Ultras, which are called Il Drughi, are currently on a boycott. They are not attending any away matches. There was only one fan that showed up. I'm sorry. Stand and short. I spoke to some Juventus fans and they're like, no, it's justified. No, I'm sorry, okay? I think they're spoiled. They had 9 Scudetti wins in a row. I understand you have high standards, but to boycott games, why would you do that? You have to support your team no matter what. And the problem is they got Thiago Motta, a guy that took a team that he just started his managerial career after he retired. Yes, he took a Bologna team with no expectations to Champions League. You can't put him in a team like Juve where they're like, okay, win the Champions League, win the Scudetto, now. He's a guy that he's a rebuild manager. So why would you put him? And everyone was like, oh, let's get Motta. Now it's coming back to bite you in the ass because you got a guy that's not ready to win right now. He's not like an Ancelotti or something. So for me, personally, you know, I think it's ridiculous that you boycott the games. If you take soccer aside, I don't think any Rangers fans would do that. I think it's ridiculous, in my opinion. Ridiculous.
No, you have to... listen.
I would never boycott, no matter how bad my team's doing. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I think you stated your point. I think you stated everybody the way everybody thinks. Like, if you're going to support your team, support them through thick and thin.
Yeah,
and
what is that?
And they've been through, like, it's not like they've only seen hardships in their life.
Yeah, like, they've been a good team. Listen, they haven't won the Scudetto in 5 seasons. Yeah. I understand it sucks, but I find...
You can't just boycott them.
Yeah. I'm nowhere near. I hate Juve, but like I just think it's so spoiled of the fan base. It's ridiculous.
You can't just toss aside your club. It's your team. If you're gonna say you're a fan, well, you're gonna be a fan through their hardships as well.
Because to be a fan, to be loyal, you have to stick with them in the good and the bad moments. It's ridiculous, Ju. Just to if you want to weigh in, if the Bills were doing this bad, to boycott games, I find it's stupid. What do you think?
I think it's stupid. I think you just support your team no matter what.
Yeah,
it's your team. There's no point in boycotting because they're not good.
Yeah.
And then they're all smiles and they're all smiles when they win, right? Yeah. No, spoiled.
I'm just gonna cap it off by saying, listen, we're Italian. The Azzurri have been horrible in the last couple of years, but we still support them.
Yeah, no, we haven't made a World Cup.
We won the Euros, but other than the Euros, we haven't made the World Cup.
We haven't. We've missed 2 World Cups in a row. But if we do make the World Cup in 2026, it's gonna be 12 years since our last appearance. I still show up every day. Every day when we play Malta game on a Sunday evening, you watch. I'm sorry, but it's ridiculous. People are spoiled. We're gonna get off from that and we're gonna get into it, guys. Just a quick explanation. Welcome everyone to the Pack It Up moment of the week. Everyone knows the joke: put the fries in the bag, meaning put an end to something. We say pack it up. And we are going to talk about, it could be a player, a person, a thing, a team.
Even that just needs, in our personal lives.
Yeah, just that needs to pack it up. Let's switch it up. Let's give Ju the start.
Yeah.
Pack it up moment of the week. Giuliano, go ahead.
I had a pack it up moment until today.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, Joel.
What's wrong?
Making me wait 20 minutes in the cold for
you. Okay, say your real pack it up, bro. You pack it up, you're packing up. Just say your real thing.
My real pack it up is probably Aaron Rodgers being like... I have offers from the Steelers and the Giants, but I'm going to wait for Minnesota because I want to go to a team that can make the playoffs.
He said it out loud.
Well, that's what he... He literally said, I'm. They gave him offers. The Steelers and Giants gave him offers. Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to wait for Minnesota's decision. And Minnesota literally said, we don't want it. We don't
want. He wants to follow the Brett Favre.
Nah, we good.
They're like,
yeah,
no,
we're good.
They're like, go get your 9-8 with the Steelers, or go get your 5-12 with the Giants. That's it.
They basically pulled like a, she happy now, little bro. She happy.
She's good. We're good.
We're good without you. Here, you wanna move on to this? You say your pack it up.
Yeah. So my pack it up moment of the week is Mohamed Salah. I didn't know this, but after yesterday, Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. Sunday.
When they played
yesterday, they had their Carabao Cup final against Newcastle United. They lost 2-1. Congratulations to Newcastle. First major trophy in English football in 70 years, so good for them. But to get back to Salah, I didn't know this, but after this stat came out, he has, in 9 finals in his career with Liverpool in Egypt, 1 goal and 1 assist. The 1 goal came in the 2019 UCL final where he scored a penalty. And the 1 assist came in the 2017 AFCON final.
Was 2019 the year where Sergio Ramos popped his shoulder?
No, that's when they won the Champions League against Spurs. Yeah. But the 2017 AFCON final, he got his 1 assist in a final, which they ended up losing 2-1 to Cameroon. But the point is that this guy has absolutely no other goal contributions. And if we're talking about big game players, yes, he scored a hat-trick against West Ham. He scored 2 goals against Southampton. But can he do it in the big moments? Guys, Mohamed Salah, you're talking about 6 years since his last goal involvement in a final. And yeah, it's cool. You scored a hat-trick against West Ham or like a tap-in. But, we need you to win the trophies. Yeah, we need you in the big games.
This is like in the playoffs, like when teams, like no matter which sport, but in American sports, in the playoffs, it's like a guy could put up like 100 points in a season, let's say in the NHL, whatever it is.
But at the end of the day, you want to win the Stanley Cup, right?
If you're good in the season and you're useless in the playoffs,
exactly.
Like, we don't need you.
So, shout out. Listen, Andrea. I think you can agree with me on this.
He agrees.
Salah is a ghost in finals. He needs to pack it up. I'm sorry. Because he was non-existent. You know, I was catching glimpses of that final, but he was non-existent. Especially a guy that's supposed to carry the team. Last week, we saw that he does carry the team. But then after, in the big games, you got to be there. If you want to be considered a Ballon d'Or candidate,
you have to.
Trophies are part of the criteria. Ridiculous. Salah ghosts in finals. 1 goal, 1 assist. Hasn't scored a goal from open play in a single final he's played in. Salah, pack it up. All right, you go ahead. What's your pack it up moment?
So, guys, to start off, good luck to all F1 fans. It's the start of the F1 season.
Yes, NFL, F1.
Yeah, the F1 season. Had the first race at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. 1 o'clock in the morning, right, Joe? Or 12 o'clock at night? 12. At midnight on Sunday, so watching the race. Ferrari fan, but... Isaac Hadjar, which is his first, it's his first F1 race, okay? This is his first F1 race with Red Bull in the formation lap. So, formation lap, for people that don't know, is the lap that the F1 basically states that, okay, well, they're going to go and warm up their tires, they do a turn around the track, and then they get back into their starting grid, and then it's lights out and away we go. But in the formation lap, there's never any accidents, there's never anything bad that happens. Usually guys just warm up their tires. If they have an issue, well, then they communicate it to their team. Hey, listen, we need to change our tires. Isaac Hadjar, first race, he span out in the formation lap, broke the wing of the car. So he span out, hit the wing, broken wing, bro. The team's like, well, we can't repair this. Like, even if you come back to the garage with the car, like, it's finished. Like, we can't do anything. So his first F1 race, what's wrong? What happened?
He's laughing at your thing.
Okay. First F1 race, he spins out. Comes out of the car, starts crying. Why are you guys laughing?
He's just staring at me now.
Anyway.
Well, so he was like...
Bro, he was bawling tears.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah. He was... Poor guy. Yeah, bro, he was crying. Bro, crying like this for like 10 minutes straight. And not even... Bro, even longer than that. To the point where Lewis Hamilton's dad went to console him, bro. Give him a hug.
I mean, come on. How old is he?
Bro, I think he's like 19 or 20, bro. Whatever it is. But the point is that...
You got to feel for him, though. Come on.
The racing manager.
I think you're being a bit harsh putting in your packet up.
No.
You got to cut him some slack.
No. You cannot. If you're a professional driver, you do not spin out in your first lap.
That's his first ever time, bro.
Bro, it's your formation lap, bro. No. There's no explanation for that. You should not be spinning out in your formation lap.
Mm.
So Helmut Marko, who is the Red Bull racing advisor.
Yeah.
He's like, I see. That's basically his team. That's his team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's like, I saw him. It's kind of embarrassing the way he was crying.
So
he shat on his own dryer. Jesus. He's like, yeah, well, that was like a little embarrassing. So Isaac Hadjar, even though I feel bad, bro, pack it up, bro, because you're a professional driver. You should be able to go through a lap, especially a lap where you're not putting in the most effort or that's not even that competitive. It's just a lap where you're just going through the track to warm up your tires. Like, I mean, you need to pack it up. He needs to pack it up. Can't be spinning.
All right. That. Okay, guys. And
well, this we're going to interrupt. Yeah. Yes. I always forget. Yes.
No, worries, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
We have the notes. Okay. We have the notes already prepared. But guys, now we're going to interact with you guys at home. Follower questions. We always posted on the story before. And also join the RC Sports Talk broadcast channel on Instagram where you can see our questions as well there. You can put in your questions and interact with us. But Ju, give us our follower Q&A questions. Let's go.
So the first question comes from Mario Bruin 88. Does the Bruins GM get fired after this season?
Easily. For me, easily.
I'll start off. I don't think so. I think they give him one last shot, but he hasn't done, Don Sweeney hasn't done nothing in the last couple of years. Just in terms of, I know the team had a record-setting season last season or the season before, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of points during the season. Yes, when they got eliminated of to Carolina, or was it?
No, the Panthers. Are you talking last season?
No, I'm talking the year before that.
Oh, okay, no, because last season was the Panthers.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think you got to give him one last chance to see what he's doing. But I mean, I think next year, if they're not rebuilding or they're not looking good for years to come, because obviously next year I don't think it's going to be much different than this year, I think that's when you tell them, like, well, hey, listen, move on. I think where we should move on and you should...
Yeah, you need a rebuild.
Find another hobby during the year.
Like I said... Yeah.
Before, I don't know. I don't think they would fire him, though. I don't think they're going to fire him.
But look, like I said before, Bruins have given me a lot of nightmares as a kid. Now, obviously, their standards are dropping. If they want to get back, because I mean, pretty much playoffs is like a distant memory for them. We can all agree on that. I think, yeah, I disagree with you. I think they should move on from this. For Bruins standards, it's not good enough. Not good enough.
Yeah.
I think they should definitely.
But they don't have the roster to play. Like, I mean, if you could you could be a chess master. But I heard this quote actually. I don't know who it was from, but you could be a chess master. But if I tell you to play without without like four of your pawns and I take out your knight, well, you're not going to compete with anybody.
No, I understand. You know what I mean? But the GM has to make sure that they replace those players.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. One more season. We're going to see. I think we have to see what he does next year.
Well, we'll see. But for me, you say that you should ride him out one more season. I'm going to say you fire him. Okay. But thank you, Mario, for the question.
Next question from UFL Pulse. If there's a football expansion, what two cities would you like to see?
Like be the expansion
in the NFL?
Well, I'm thinking, the NFL. I think NFL.
I mean, NFL is like the safe option.
Yeah, okay. You go first.
I mean, this is in a dreamer's perspective, and I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to give my dreamer's point of view. I think they should have one team in Canada and
I was
one team
say
in
that.
Europe. So one team in Canada and one team in
Europe.
Yeah, I think that Europe would be cool, man. One team in Europe, like probably, I know Berlin is a place where
I was going to say Germany,
of, yeah, Germany. I know there's a lot of NFL fans. So probably a team in Germany, most likely Berlin or Munich. And in Canada, well, I think the go-to city would probably be Toronto for...
It's always Toronto.
Yeah, it's most of the sports, it's Toronto. But, like, if Canada would have an NFL team, I mean, that would be, like, a fun... Like, that would be fun for us, man. I don't know. You would still be a Giants fan if an NFL team came to Montreal or Toronto or whatever?
Nah, yeah. Vancouver. I would have to be because I already picked my team.
I figure. But, you see, like, for somebody that doesn't have a team, I'd have a team. Like, I'd be so happy
to
cheer
cool.
on that team.
But I feel like it's not a big enough infrastructure in Montreal to be able to do that. But I would say Toronto,
Toronto
for sure. Maybe like Florida. I don't know.
Another Florida team? Well, there's already two.
I don't know.
There's Jacksonville and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, but like...
And Miami Dolphins. There's actually three.
Oh my God. Okay, actually not. No, but I meant like Florida. I don't know. No. That's what I was thinking of.
Back it up.
Lucky that was an
But you, Ju, I know you like football. I know you don't normally throw the questions to you, but who would you...
To piggyback off what Biagio said, we don't have the infrastructure. We can't even give our own CFL team their own stadium.
Yeah.
They play at the McGill Stadium.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, that alone. Yeah. I'd like to see... I don't think Europe would logistically work. Cause like,
no, but that's a dreamer's
think about,
perspective.
Like, yeah, but like think about
imagine traveling.
Like, to go overseas to like play.
It's
you know?
A dreamer's, yeah. I said it
but
in dreamers, yeah.
I'd say one team in Canada, one team in Mexico.
I mean, they're North America, but I mean, yeah, a team either in Mexico or even South America. I know, like, Brazil, there's a lot of football fans, too, now that they went there.
A Sao Paulo team.
Yeah, like, whatever. A team down under, like, in a sense, you know? So, maybe. I don't know. But these are all like, dreamer's perspective. Obviously, if you want to go, like, city in the United States, I think they were talking about, who did we mention last time? Utah, yeah, I think.
But the thing is, if they would add teams, how is that going to work? It's going to screw up because everything's individual.
No, they'd have to realign the divisions. But yeah, I think when you add one team, depending how many teams are in the 32. Yeah, you'd have to add like a second team in the coming years.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I actually have a good answer because Florida was bad. Yeah, I just thought Florida. Yeah, it was horrible. My fault. I would say New Jersey because obviously the Jets and Giants play in New Jersey, but the New York teams, I think it would be cool. Could stir the pot.
To have a New Jersey team?
Like a New Jersey, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. A New Jersey team that's plays in New York.
That's crazy thinking.
That would like stir it up. Like, yo, what the?
But sort of like the NHL kind of like that. The New York Rangers, New York Islanders, and then you have the New Jersey Devils.
So you know what? I'll go that. Yeah. Please, let's not think about Florida. That was a bad answer.
Nah, thank God that's
in. Three of them. We're keeping that in. All right, next question.
Next question comes from your cousin, Andrea.
Yeah.
If you can change any rule in any sport, what would it be and what sport?
Okay, you're going to go first. I'm trying to think of my
answer. Jeez, man, that's a tough question.
Oh, I have a good one. I have a good one.
Okay, we'll start here.
Okay, so for me, and it's been talked about before, so you know how in basketball, if I get fouled, I have to take the free throw?
Yeah.
I think in soccer, to avoid people stat padding on penalties, and I know everyone's going to say Ciro Immobile, but it's a goal's a goal. But I think that whoever wins the foul in soccer should take the penalty. No one else is allowed. Unless, obviously, like, he gets injured.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Then actually, it'll be whoever is, like, closest to the ball. People have debated about it. I think it's a very good rule that if you get the foul, even if it's, like, a left back that runs all the way, he should take the penalty because he won it. It's an isolated moment in the game. That is a rule I think they should change and copy basketball for. What do you think? What do you think about that rule?
Well, no. I think that's a cool rule because I mean it really makes the game a lot more anonymous.
Because a lot of teams have designated penalty takers in the big moments.
Yeah, yeah.
But you put that there, then after your odds change. Because people they take penalties and go, oh, but why didn't you put this guy? Now it's like there's no more debates. You have to take it.
100%.
So
I think to either like I have two that I'd basically put into play, but. The two-line pass in the NHL, I bring that back. That was like a two-line offside. So like it was like a kind of a floating blue line. It's kind of hard to explain for
people. When did they get rid of this?
I think late 1990s.
Oh, okay, because I've never heard of this rule.
To bring it back, I think it would make games a lot more entertaining. I think a lot more people would get hit and crushed, but it would make games a lot more entertaining because of how fast-paced it is. I think that they get fucking demolished. But I think that's a cool rule that they could bring back. And also, like, I hear a lot of NBA fans complaining about the 3 points, that how that ruined the NBA because, like, now anybody could sink a three-pointer. I think either make the three-point line further back.
When was that rule changed? Or added?
No. Just a three-point in general. Like
why they think now, it should be further?
I think it should be further because, bro, everybody could hit three-pointers now. Like, it's not... Like, if somebody hits a three-pointer...
Oh, so like an update. Make it a bit more difficult. Yeah, nerf it.
Yeah. Nerf the
like in a video game, yeah.
Because... Three-pointers now, like, I could hit a three-pointer and come back and hit another three-pointer. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not like as if it was special. Like, back then, bro, when somebody would hit a three-pointer, it'd be like, oh my God, he just
did
but
now they got used to it.
Now it's like, everybody, three. You know, so I think they'd probably make it further or just take out the three-pointer. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Joe, I want you to answer this one, too. I think you'd have a good one. Any sport?
I'd get rid of, honestly, like, regular season NFL overtime, get rid of the coin toss.
What's the rule right now?
Like coin toss, whoever gets the ball first, whoever scores a touchdown first wins.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, they have a chance to reply in the Super Bowl.
In playoffs. Yes, he's right.
Regular season, if you win the coin toss and you get the ball, you score a field goal, the other team gets a chance.
Yeah.
But if you score a touchdown, it's over.
That's stupid.
The team doesn't even see the ball.
Yeah.
Like I think, get rid of that. Make it like the playoffs.
Make it fair. Yeah, make it fair.
It's because they're saying that it's because they're gonna be tired. They play a lot of games, but
no, but give, no, how it's many not games fair. Go to overtime, and it's not exactly. Fair that you if in the NFL, bro, a week a loss is very like it's
exactly
it's not like in the NHL. Like if you lose 2-3 games, it's not that bad. But if you drop a game in the NFL, it's a lot. More,
yeah,
like,
no, it hurts a lot that, more. I always spoke about that, facts. Good, but I didn't bring it up. That's why it's good that he mentioned it. Because I'm sorry, but okay, yeah, whatever. You want to make the game shorter in regular season, but those regular season games, like you said, have a very heavy effect on if you make the playoffs or not. Because you only have 17 games, but very good question. But last question.
We have the last question from iTrevi27. Who will be winning the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Oh, that's Rob, yeah. Listen, I don't know much about, I'm going to be honest, I don't know much about the college players, like in terms.
Yeah.
But like looking at how the seasons went, I think Duke is always inevitable.
Yeah, Duke.
I think we're both going to say Duke, just in terms of there's the legacy with Coach K. And yeah, I mean, I don't really have a further answer. I think Duke.
Do we do another can we do another question just to make up for it? Yeah. Pretty quick. Yeah. One more question.
Is there another question? Or is there another question or no?
There definitely is, no?
No, there's no other question.
Not that I have.
All right.
We can address the comment.
Yes. Okay. So, guys, we got a question. Just somebody I know very well.
Can we pull it? Can I just pull it up a second?
Well, yeah, you can pull it up. Frankie Chirillo left a comment on our YouTube video. And because you guys can check out our YouTube and see our podcasts in person, how we look, how we talk, see our weight. But this is the comment that Frankie left to kind of...
I want to say it, and I want you to answer after. Where is it?
It's right there.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So Frankie Trillo said, thank you for saying sick content, by the way. But he said, but let's be honest about Josh Allen. He's not a winner. He's overrated, overhyped, and will never win a Super Bowl. He's had defense. He's had receivers. He's had everything perfectly against his opposition, and he still can't get it done. He is a new age Tony Romo, very controversial to a lot of Bills fans. I still think the Bills will never win a Super Bowl, but you got to give Josh Allen his credit, man. He's been screwed over by the refs. A lot of things haven't gone his way, but Jew, take it away. Stop staring at me. Take it away.
I just want to say this guy's probably a Patriots fan. Number one.
I asked him. He didn't answer.
Exactly. He's a Patriots fan. Dodging. See, Patriots fans like talk all this shit, but it's because numbnuts had the division for 20 years. But you know what? Josh Allen has everything. He had nothing this season. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Amari Cooper didn't do shit. He had nobodies as receivers. But he's a rookie. He dropped a lot of passes.
Yeah.
And what defense? Our defense was like one of the worst in the league. Okay.
Maybe he's probably talking about recent years.
Still, Josh Allen carries that team. You put anybody in the Bills. You put Brock Purdy as a quarterback of the Bills. They're gonna look like the Giants. Like it's Josh Allen carries that team. So you know what? Have fun with Drake May and your 4-13 record.
No.
But we're going to win a Super Bowl before the Patriots do again.
Yeah, yeah. No, we have to bring it up, Frankie. I love you, Frankie, but we have to bring it up.
Well, it wasn't like a follower question. It was more of like a follower comment, but we needed to address it. We even commented back. We're like, you know what? Let's address this in the next episode.
So, guys, if ever you have comments or you have a thought and you want us to kind of address it on the podcast, leave it to us in the comments. We even write to us in our DMs.
Yeah, we always post like a story before we record the pod on Mondays. But at any point in the week, send us a DM, whatever, if you want to be included. Obviously, we get a lot of DMs, so you know, we can only include a handful every episode, or else we're going to be yapping for hours.
Literally.
But you'll get a chance to get featured. Florida, and we obviously should. We should shout you guys out. We'll shout you guys out. You're at Loki. That is a pack it up moment. I don't know why I said Florida. It's because there's no team named Florida. That's why. I don't know.
Thank you very much once again to Shop Santé. They always take care of us. Use code RC10 at checkout. You could follow us on all our socials. Biatch, take it away.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, X, Threads. We are everywhere. When we post videos, they're everywhere. And obviously, you get all your news updates on Instagram
as
well.
RC Sports Talk everywhere.
RC Sports Talk
Except
everywhere.
Twitter, but you'll find it.
You'll find it when you look it up. But guys, we're going to end it off here with the outro. Thank you guys so much for watching. You'll get our reaction to Italy if we go through or not to the semifinals next week as we're recording this. And obviously, more news to come.
Yeah, and please, guys. Yeah, we have obviously a lot of news for our set, and we're getting a lot better.
Yeah, guys.
We have guests lined up. We have a couple of guests lined up. Trying to figure out the logistics.
Guys, we have guests, we have sponsors, we have upgraded equipment that's coming soon. The set will get better. We've listened to your comments. Like, you guys have no idea how much stuff we have planned.
Yeah.
Have stuff. Not even producer Jew knows about what we have planned. So let us cook.
Yes, exactly.
We're doing it low and slow.
Download on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Yeah. It really helps us out. And we appreciate everybody who listens and who comments. So thank you once again. And we'll see each other next week, guys.
Ciao.